Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDB 860 on your dial. We're so glad that you are with us today. This is a special day for us and our family. We're celebrating a birthday. Yes. Our baby Amber is celebrating her birthday today.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday, sunshine. And we are just over the moon. We're so excited to be able to celebrate this day. Today she turns, can I tell your age, Amy? She turns 26 years old. And we thank God. It's always good to celebrate life. Yeah. And so we're going to dedicate this. I know, right? She getting up there. She done caught up with me. How you do that? But we're going to dedicate this show to our baby, Amber. And so we, for just a little while, want to take some time and have a little fun. But before we do so, I'm going to let my husband give you some greetings.
Good evening, everyone. So glad to get back on the air with you. Sorry I missed out last week, but it was an awesome show. So I'm so happy to be back celebrating this special occasion.
Yes, missed you last week, husband, and a lot of people were saying they missed you being on the air, but glad you are back, and we have a special guest with us today. We're going to let him introduce himself.
Oh, wow. Hello, everybody. I'm Zamir. I am a friend, and I'm adopted.
Family.
I'm just glad to be here. I thank you all for just inviting me and making me feel special.
Awesome. This won't be your last time either, son. I call him my son. This is not your last time. We're going to get you to come on again, you and your band.
Yes.
And we're going to let you talk about your band too. Get you some advertising out there. So y'all know how people do this or that, talking about things they enjoy.
Absolutely.
So tonight, the topic of the conversation, husband picked this one, so I'm going to let him start us off with this one.
Okay, so this is near and dear to someone who I know very closely's heart. We are going chicken wings, drums, or flats.
Okay. All right. It doesn't take me any time. I'm going to go with the flats. You know that.
Yes, I know that.
All day,
I know
every
that.
Day.
I know that.
Get ready to eat me a couple right now.
All right. All right.
Anybody?
Drums for me.
Okay, birthday girls.
It's meteor.
True. Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Yeah, and I'm a drum person as well.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me.
All right.
It's on you, Zamir.
I normally do drums, but I'm with mom on this. I'm going to choose flats. I've been liking them lately.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, he was diplomatic about it.
Who doesn't like
them? We had to have the tie going.
Right? I'm going to tell you, you know me and chicken wings. We go way back to the back.
Yes.
But we are so grateful, as I said, that we are able to celebrate Amber today.
Yes.
So we're going to have a clip of one of her sermons that she recently did.
Yes.
I know you're going to be blessed by that.
Yes,
and then
yes.
We're going to let you hear some of Amber's favorite music.
Yes.
And so stay with us, stay close, and after this selection, we'll be right back.
Every day when I wake up, I can see His mercies all around me, and in every circumstance, His plans for me is to succeed. Yeah.
giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The man that I fell in love with at an early age, I thank God for Jesus, for the sacrifice, for the living sacrifice, giving honor to pastor and co-pastor for giving me this opportunity to get up and minister the gospel. Thank you for your vision. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your yes. Giving honor to Reverend Winston, just a faithful servant of Christ. Giving honor to my Nana, who is here with us today. Thank you, God. This is marvelous.
Amen.
This is the Lord's doing.
Yes, Lord.
It's marvelous in our eyesight. Giving honor to Miss Valerie. Giving honor to Tiara and everyone on the Zoom, everyone in the room and everyone on Zoom. So today is Palm Sunday, as we've mentioned, and I am going to minister a sermon about Palm Sunday today. If you could turn with me to Matthew chapter 21, Matthew chapter 21. And I'm going to type it in the chat, Matthew chapter 21, and we're going to start at verse 1 and go down to verse 11. Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. All right. When you have it, please say amen.
Amen.
All right. And the word of the Lord says, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethany on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches or palms from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? And the crowd answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. And if I had to give a title to the sermon for today, it would be keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for allowing us to be in this place, God, whether we're here in person or whether we're here on Zoom, we thank you for everything that you've done for us up to this moment. We thank you for the sacrifice. We thank you for loving us and caring for us. We thank you for who you are, God. We worship you for who you are, and we thank you for everything that you've done. And God, I ask that as we get ready to hear a word from you, God, that you just open up our hearts. You open up our minds to receive a word from you, to receive a blessing from you, God. We rebuke all distractions right now in the name of Jesus. Yes. We rebuke anything that may stand in the way to try to keep this word from coming forth. I hide Amber behind the cross, and God, you be glorified. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So just to give a little bit of a setting or background, I'm sure many of us know, but I'm just going to break it down a little bit. So the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, give us insight of the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ. They all have the same goal and story, but they each have a different sort of rendition to them. They all kind of tied together, basically. We see the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus in four different aspects. So it is as if you have a situation, good or bad, and four different people are there, and you know that four different people are there, they're all going to tell a different version of the story. You may ask them the details of what happened during this particular situation, and they will give you four different answers or perspectives. They may all start the same and end the same, but in the middle, they may have some slight differences and some similarities.
Yes.
The New Testament starts off with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The purpose of the Gospels is to show us how the Old Testament scripture was fulfilled by the coming of Jesus.
You're preaching, girl.
Throughout the Old Testament, there were many prophecies, more specifically in the book of Isaiah, one of the major prophets of the Messiah, whose mission and goal was to come to save us sinners. Isaiah touched on many things involving the future coming of Christ.
Yes.
He prophesied and Jesus fulfilled.
Yes.
My study Bible broke it down in this nice chart that made me remember how much God cares for us.
Yes.
It was titled Fulfilled Prophecies from Isaiah, and it had two columns, the prophecy and the fulfillment.
Yes.
So just a few things that paralleled with each other, such as the Messiah being the prophecy and Jesus Christ being the fulfillment. Uh-huh. The prophecy in Isaiah 7 and 14 being that the Messiah would be born of a virgin and Jesus being birthed by Mary, a virgin. The prophecy that Jesus had his way prepared for him in Isaiah 40, and he was announced by John the Baptist
being
the fulfillment, how he would be spat on, struck, disfigured by suffering, and made a blood atonement for us in Isaiah, it being fulfilled through the crucifixion of Jesus, the prophecy of how he would be our substitute
in
Isaiah 53 and die in our place being the fulfillment. Those are just a few things that were prophesied and that had to take place. And as I mentioned, we see the fulfillment of the prophecies in the New Testament, specifically the Gospels.
Yes,
so the book of Matthew is the first book of the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Though the author of this book was never outrightly named, many Christians believe that it was written by Matthew, the tax collector, that's mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 9. So as I mentioned earlier, the purpose of this book is to show that the Messiah had to come in the person of Jesus.
Yes.
Today, Christians all over the world celebrate this holiday called Palm Sunday, which we see in the Gospels. This day is celebrated as this is the day that Jesus entered into Jerusalem as the King of Kings. He was honored and worshiped by people in Jerusalem, and finally, after much rejection, seemed to be accepted and approved by those in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. This day is important for believers because it is the start of the Holy Week for us. We know the Holy Week to be the week of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection.
Yeah, amen.
And so, in keeping up with this holy day, I'm going to give you 3 points, and I'm going to take my seat.
All right.
But keep that same energy. And my first point is, they may question you, obey him anyway.
Amen.
They may question you, obey him anyway. And this phrase, keep that same energy, has become increasingly popular in the last few years, most likely because of social media, right? I'm sure this was being used before, but social media kind of made it a big deal. Mm-hmm. So typically when people use this phrase, they are saying, when things change from the current situation, make sure you are taking the same energy with you to the next situation.
Uh-huh.
When referring to energy, they mean the attitude or the effort. So in other words, don't lose that attitude or that spirit.
Yeah.
Keep it or maintain it.
Yeah.
Don't switch up. So when I was asking God what I should preach on Palm Sunday, I knew I had to actually minister about Palm Sunday. And I'm asking him, what should I say? What do you want me to tell your people? And this phrase popped up in my head, and I couldn't shake it. Keep that same energy.
Yes,
in this passage, Jesus was entering Jerusalem. He tells his disciples to go to the village and untie the donkey and bring it back for him to ride on. He told them that if anybody said anything to them, they should tell them that the Lord sent them.
Yeah.
And in Matthew, we don't see anybody necessarily questioning them. But when I went to Luke 19, the two disciples are asked by the owner why they are untying the donkey.
Right.
And they respond, the Lord needs it.
Right.
So in life, God often puts something in our hearts to do. And we may get worried about what others are going to say and do to us. We get so caught up that sometimes we decide, oh, I'm just not going to do that. And this may be too difficult for me. And yet to us, it may seem like it's not that big of a deal, but it is. Disobeying what God told you to do, like our pastor always says, disobedience is a sin. And it interferes with what God is trying to do in your life and in the lives of others. Imagine if those disciples got scared and did not get the donkey after being questioned, how it would have changed everything that happened.
Right.
Jesus
right.
may not have had a grand entrance if they had not done what he told them to do. This is important because if you notice in the text, it says that Jesus riding in on the donkey fulfilled the prophecy.
Go ahead.
So if they were disobedient, they would have interfered with God's plans. We don't want to interfere with God's will and his plans. We must be obedient to what God tells us to do because he is telling us for a reason. God knows what is best for us. And that is why he gives us instructions to follow. So when God lays it in your heart to compliment someone, it is for a reason. Yes, you don't know if that person was on their last straw and had but God heard their cry and sent you to encourage them. Yes. People around you can question you and ask you why you are doing the things and look at you like you have 10 heads. But if God told you to do it, you need to do it. Don't worry about what they're saying. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Amen. Young people, especially, if God tells you not to go to the park with friends or a party, you need to listen. That's not your gut. That's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's
right.
They can question you and interrogate you. Obey him anyway because he has a plan.
Yes.
My second point, it may cost you worship him anyway.
Amen.
It may cost you worship him anyway. The Bible clearly tells us that these people who were welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem laid down what they had so that he could ride over it, so he could make his grand entrance.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were laying down their furs and their minks, their Gucci's, their Louis, their Prada's, their Fendi's, along with the palms from the trees. In biblical days, palms were used to honor kings and royalty of that time. It was a way of saying, we honor you for who you are. All hail the king.
Yes.
Laying down a cloak or coat was a way of honoring royalty as well. They laid down their finest things so that the royalty did not have to touch anything that was like unclean. They laid down their all to welcome Jesus. This is important because some things in our lives we're going to have to lay down. Jesus in our lives so we can surrender to and follow him wholeheartedly. We may have to sacrifice. We may have to sacrifice things and lay it before him. Those things that we put in place of God, those things that occupy our time, things that shut him out of our lives and our hearts, those things that serve as gods with a liturgy, those things that we say we cannot live without, we pray for constantly, we dream of, we idolize, we look at videos of, we research all of that. It won't be until we lay down those things before God that he can fully enter into our hearts as King of Kings and Lord of Lords as he entered into Jerusalem. We may have to give up things like fancy purses, the most awesome vacations, the dopest cars, the hottest rappers, the nicest J's, the 1K plus followers on social media, the newest hairstyle, those things that we obsess over and they keep us away from growing closer to him because they're constantly on our mind. We may have to give up certain mentalities and ways of thinking and actions about our Christ to take his rightful place as King of our hearts.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we can't have nice things and enjoy nice things and experiences, but we have to remember that he is our number one priority and everything else.
Yeah,
we have to lay down those things that we prioritize before him so that he knows he has a special place in our hearts and lives. Yes, it may cost you to put these things aside. And yes, you may feel sad for a bit, but our God fulfills all of our needs according to his riches. Our God is our shepherd, so we don't ever have to want for anything. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All of these things will be added unto you. This means that when we seek him, we gain everything. When we honor him, we gain more than we could have ever imagined, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ask. But worship him anyway. And my last point, when it's hard, follow him anyway. And then this last point, I'm going to talk about that week from Palm Sunday to Good Friday, even to Resurrection Sunday, the internal struggles that some people may have been dealing with back then, just as we deal with now. The struggle that they faced trying to decide if they should openly profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior on Good Friday, as they did on Palm Sunday, or if they should stay quiet out of fear of being shunned. You know, like when your friends are using language that you know you're not supposed to use because it causes you to feel further from God, but you're struggling because you want acceptance. You want to be relatable. When people are trying to persuade you to do things that you know you shouldn't be doing, but you're unsure because your people will make you out to be so odd. And then the word We learned about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We learned about the Holy Week, which starts with Palm Sunday and ends with Jesus' resurrection on the following Sunday. In this time, Jesus was not always well received as he was on Palm Sunday. For most of his life, actually, he was rejected by those around him who stated that he could not be the Messiah, called him out of his name, who called him a liar. This Sunday, people worshiped him and called out Hosanna, but by Friday, they wanted him crucified. They switched up on him. They lost the energy they had from just a few days before. They betrayed him. Even Judas and Peter, his disciples, betrayed him. So you can see how easy it was for some people to say that they never followed Christ out of fear of being rejected. Peter even denied him three times because he was scared and it was hard. He didn't have the courage or boldness to openly say, I'm not going to deny Christ. He's my Lord and Savior, but you do. You can ask God for the courage to be bold in your faith constantly, not just at church when everybody else is around but everywhere. Not just on Sunday when you're feeling good, but every day. Jesus didn't promise us that this walk would be easy or perfect, but he showed us that it's worth it. A life with him is worth the energy. A life with him is worth the dedication. A life with him is worth the commitment. He did not get so caught up in the pressures of the world that we deny him and crucify him all over again. This is your not so gentle reminder, but a nudge to remember to keep that same energy today, throughout the week, and forevermore. When life gets hard, worship him anyway. When you're tired, praise him anyway. When there are more bills than money, magnify him anyway. When your friends are doing the wrong thing, glorify him anyway. When your family isn't acting right, honor him anyway. When everybody turns their back against him, follow him anyway. Don't give in. God has a plan for you, and his plan for you ends in victory. Keep that same energy. Probably wave your palms and say, Hosanna, forever, whatever. We worship you. God bless you.
Woo-wee! What a powerful message preached by Minister Amber. Praise God for his holy word. Well, friends, that's our show for today. We never want to leave without offering an invitation to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. So we're going to walk through the ABCs real quickly. A, admit what you have done wrong and ask for forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life. And then pray and invite the Lord into your life as Savior and Lord. And if you do all that, guess what? You are saved. Yes, beloved, it's that simple. I encourage you from here to get connected with a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church so you can grow in community with other believers. Well, that's all for now, beloved. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, our prayer for you and your family is the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Happy birthday, Amber.
That's all the song is. You can sing it with us. Everybody say, oh. It's simple. Get to know Jesus.
Get to know Jesus.
Tell somebody around your row. Oh, everybody say, oh. You got it. Get to know.
Get to know Jesus.
Anybody want to get to know him? You want to wave at somebody around your row. Tell them, say, oh.
Get to know.
All right, we're going to go to the verse. It's real simple. Here we go. Oh.